could you turn it to wine? Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, not like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you,
Welcome to Summer Fun Sunday. Praise God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's going to be good to be in the fellowship outside afterwards. You may be seated. We want to welcome our guests this morning online and here in the auditorium. We hope that you feel at home. We want you to feel at home here at Calvary Gospel Church. We're grateful that you've chosen to worship with us, and we want to fellowship with God, but also with all of our guests here in the house of God. If you are a guest of ours, we want to encourage you to get one of these connection cards. If you haven't got one already, you can get one from one of the ushers, or go out to when you are on your way out, you can go to the kiosk and get a hold of one. Just a couple points of information, let us know that you're here, and we can let you know how much we appreciate that. We have a small gift for you. We are looking forward to a good time of fellowship. We want you to stay around for that as well. At this time, we do have a Move the Mission promotion video.
And they're saying, God, where you send me, I'll go. They're saying, God, what you tell me to say, I'll say it. They're saying, God, if you can use anything.
Was at youth convention when I made his mission mine. I felt a burden and could feel the call. I could see the impact, and I knew that there was a great need. The mission to seek and to save those that are lost. I knew that if the mission was going to be moved, I needed to do it.
Can someone say, move the mission? Yes. This is one of the biggest fundraisers in the UPCI, and is funded by the youth ministry. Personally, it is one of my favorite. It supports so many incredible causes. Tupelo Children's Mansion, New Beginnings, CMI, AYC, P7, and missionaries across the world. Personally, it has affected me by amazing youth camps, winter youth conventions, NAYCs, and a scholarship to go on a missions trip. If you want to hear more about this amazing cause, come find me, someone on the youth team, or some of our amazing youth, and we can tell you all about it. Could someone say next Sunday? Next Sunday. So our youth is going to be hosting one of the best and biggest bake sales after 11 o'clock service next Sunday. So here's what I need all of you to do, okay? Go to the bank, withdraw all of your money, bring it next Sunday, get some goodies, and Move the Mission will put it to the best cause ever. Amen? There'll be cookies, cakes, gluten-free options, sourdough bread, and if you know, you know, Rebecca Thompson's cheesecakes. It's going to be amazing. So come expecting. So, biggest things to remember. Next Sunday, cash, goodies, Move the Mission. Amen? Thank you in advance so much for helping our wonderful youth move the mission.
Good morning. I am Martha Chernikowski, and I am here to give a shout out to our Bible quizzers. But first of all, let's watch a video. And those are our Bible quizzers. Can we just clap our hands for the Bible quizzers 1 second? So these pictures were all from junior and senior Bible quizzing national competition, which happened a few weeks ago in Branson and St. Charles, Missouri. And I think it's really cool that all of our quizzers earned the right to go to the national competition. I thought it would be fun to let you know by division who our quizzers are and what the requirements are. So if you could just hold your applause to the end, and at the end I'll have the quizzers stand and we can give them a shout out. So in the experience division, the material this year covered 550 verses in Proverbs, 1 Kings, and Ecclesiastes. Our senior experienced quizzers were Seth Merkus with 13 years of experience, Callie Zimmerman with 10 years of experience, and Cammy Zimmerman with 8 years of experience. They were coached by Jacob and Chris Zimmerman. In the intermediate division, these quizzers learned 422 verses, and our intermediate quizzer was Luke Merkus this year with 7 years of experience. He quizzed with a team from Fond du Lac. In our junior division, we had Bella and Livy Wall with 3 years of experience each. They learned 289 verses, and they were coached by their dad, Justin Wall. In the beginner division, we had Aaron Zimmerman, who has 3 years of experience. He learned 192 verses, and he quizzed with a team from Clintonville. So let's give a hand to these quizzers. If you could stand if you would like to, quizzers, that would be awesome. All right. They did a fabulous job. So you want to be a quizzer, of course. That's the next step, right? Typically, the season starts at the beginning of the school year, and the kids start memorizing one or two verses a day until their brains get into memorization mode and they want to get done, so they memorize a little bit faster. Quiz practices are usually one time per week. During those practices, we practice verses that you've learned at home, and then eventually we practice the questions that are going to be asked at the quizzes. January through June, then, is our tournament season. One Saturday a month, the quizzers from around the state get together to compete. And not only is it a time to see the fruits of your efforts, but it is also a time to meet friends from all over the state and really eventually all over the nation. Yes, as a family, there is a commitment. it takes discipline and dedication to learn the verses and also to learn how to be competitive. It has to be a daily routine. But the benefit is that you are immersing yourself in the pure word of God with your quizzers, with your kids, and there's no better place to be. So if you're interested in this level of quizzing, you can see me or you can see Tara Price back there. Tara, can you raise your hand? There she is back in the sound booth. Or Chris Zimmerman. Chris, are you around? There's Chris also back in the sound booth. There's also, if you don't want to learn a kabillion scriptures every single year and learn them that well, we also have a connection group for you. There is a connection group called Verses for Cookies. And each week we put in there the focus verse from our Sunday school lesson, right? Our God's Word for Life always has a focus verse. We put the focus verse in that connection group. And if you learn the verse, quote the verse, take a video of yourself quoting the verse and send it to me, you get a cookie. So on the food note, we got to follow up with food, right, Sarah? So on that food note, you can see me for that or Tara Price, and we'll get you connected. Thank you so much for celebrating our quizzers with us, and God bless you really good.
Amen. Give it a try. Say amen. Yeah.
Is it working?
Estamos listos?
Are we ready?
All right, praise God. We want to remind everyone of our giving options.
Solo queremos recordarles de nuestras opciones de ofrendas.
You can give in the offering box at the kiosk in the vestibule.
Puede poner su ofrenda en la caja enfrente.
You can mail it in.
O puede enviarla por correo.
Go to our website.
También puede acudir en línea.
Or go to the church app, which is Church Center.
O también puede bajar la aplicación que se llama Church Center.
Amen. So please consider that, if you
Por
will.
Favor, tenga eso en cuenta.
Coming up on August 24th to 28th.
En agosto 24 al 28.
Is our annual Youth Week.
Tenemos nuestra semana de jóvenes.
The theme will be victory.
Y el tema va a ser victoria.
The youth will be in charge of the services.
Los jóvenes van a estar a cargo de los servicios.
Expect to have great things from our youth ministry.
Espere tener muchas buenas cosas por de nuestros jóvenes.
On Sunday, our special speaker will be Ryan Demski.
Y el domingo, nuestro invitado especial va a ser Ryan
Demski.
Ryan Demski.
And he has a special connection here to Calvary Gospel Church.
Y él tiene una conexión muy especial aquí en Calvary Gospel.
If you want to know about that, ask Sister Rebecca.
Y si usted quiere saber sobre eso, pregúntele a la hermana Rebecca.
Amen. Then also, we want you to remember that baby dedication is coming up.
También le queremos recordar que la dedicación de los bebés ya viene.
And that will be September 11th.
Y va a ser septiembre 11.
And that will be at the 11 o'clock service on that date.
Y va a ser en el servicio de las 11 de la mañana.
And you can register in the Church Center app.
Y puede registrarse en la aplicación de la iglesia Church Center.
Or by going to Calvary Gospel's bit.ly link, CGC Baby.
O también puede ir al website y hacer clic en el link.
Amen. All right, and then also everyone knows, of course, that today is Summer Fun Sunday.
Y como todos saben, hoy tenemos un día especial, es el domingo de actividades.
After the preaching.
Después del servicio.
After the time of prayer at the altar.
Después de la oración aquí en el altar.
Or wherever you feel comfortable praying.
O donde usted se sienta cómodo orando.
Then we'll be heading outside.
Entonces vamos a ir allá afuera.
There'll be a line for food and you can get in line. We'll try and serve you as quickly as possible.
Va a haber una línea para la comida, por favor, fórmense, vamos a tratar de servir lo más rápido posible.
There'll be various games for the children.
Va a haber muchos juegos para los niños.
Some games for the not so young children.
Y algunos para los no tan jóvenes o niños.
And we're going to enjoy a great time of fellowship in the house of God.
Y vamos a tener un muy buen tiempo de convivencia.
Amen. Let's stand right now.
Si podemos ponernos de pie.
We're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
Vamos a orar.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you, God, for the blood that you shed on Calvary. Thank you for making us members of your family. Thank you for ministering to us even already today. Help us, God, to honor you with our worship, with our prayer, with our ministry. Bless and anoint the man of God as he comes and preaches to us. Let our hearts be open. Let everyone who hears this here in this place and beyond, online and electronically, use this day, this fellowship, our time. Bless the food and fellowship outside, we pray as well. We give you glory in all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I will bless. God. Isn't he good all the time? Oh, I am so excited for today. And today was supposed to happen last week, but God has his ways and God has his reasons.
Estoy emocionado por hoy. Este día debió haber sido la semana pasada, pero Dios sabe lo que hace.
So great to have AIM and Voces worshiping with us again today.
Nos da gusto tener a AIM y a Voces con nosotros otra vez.
We will be followed Stoughton, our daughter work down in Stoughton. There will be, I say daughter work, they're autonomous now, but they will be joining us at noonish.
Ellos nos van a estar estando con nosotros, la iglesia de Stoughton.
And also I want to thank all of those who helped with this day, with the food and all the prep outside.
Y preparando la comida y todo eso afuera.
Brother Jerry and Sister Lindsay Simmons have been primarily responsible for this.
Hermano Jerry, hermana Lindsay han hecho mucho trabajo, son responsables de esto.
Make sure you thank them when you see them.
Dele la gracia si los ve.
We had a number of men. Brother Nathan Rossing cooked massive amounts of pork, and some of the guys were here yesterday cooking up the hamburger and all of that stuff. So we're so thankful for their input here.
Yeah, nuestros hermanos Nathan Rossing y bueno todos ellos que estuvieron cocinando mucha carne, también a ellos les damos gracias.
So last Sunday, Brother and Sister Thompson, Brother Galen and Sister Ann Thompson were with us.
Hermano Glenn y su esposa estuvieron con nosotros la semana pasada también.
And I was talking with him and found out he was going to be back here again today.
Y hablando con él me di cuenta que iba a estar una vez más aquí en el área.
So many of you may not know this, but Brother Thompson and Sister Ann Thompson, Brother Galen and Ann, are Abby Powell's mom and dad.
Entonces, si no saben, ellos son los padres de hermana Abby.
Sister Abby's our music ministry. And that would mean that they're Jordan's mother and father-in-law.
Ella está dirigiendo la alabanza. Ellos son los suegros de Jordan.
So, and we're excited to have them here today.
Estamos contentos de que están aquí con nosotros.
Brother Galen is on our North American missions team.
Él está en el equipo de las misiones.
He's the co-founder of the Man Up Adventures. Some of you men have been on one of those Man Up Adventures.
Él es cofundador de las aventuras de hombres.
He has pastored for decades in the Minnesota district.
Él ha sido pastor por muchas décadas en el distrito de Minnesota.
But more importantly, he is our friend.
Pero más importante, él es nuestro amigo.
And he's part of our family.
Y él es parte de nuestra familia.
And that's what makes it all come home.
Lo hace sentir en hogar.
So we're going to have Brother Galen Thompson.
Entonces, hermano,
and I want to thank Brother Fabian for interpreting today, but I'm excited. Come preach for us, Brother Thompson.
Venga y predique para
God
nosotros,
bless you.
Hermano Thompson.
Thank you, Pastor Grant.
Gracias, Pastor Grant.
And thank you, church, for being a home family for my wife and I when we get here.
Gracias por ser la casa para nosotros, a mi esposa y a mí.
And it always feels like home to us. So
siempre
thank
se
you.
Siente como en la casa aquí.
Amen. It is exciting to be with you. I do want to get right to the word because I know that there's people here who are hungry and there's things cooking out there.
Yo sé que hay gente hambrienta aquí, entonces voy a entrar en la palabra para no hacerlos esperar.
If you can turn to Exodus chapter 15, verse 3.
Exodus 15, versículo 3.
Exodus 15, verse 3. You can see it on the screen.
Puede verlo en la pantalla también en inglés.
The Lord,
el Señor,
is a man of war.
Varón de guerra.
The Lord is his name.
El Señor, Jehová, es su nombre.
Let me give it to you in the New Living Translation.
En la traducción Nueva Vida dice,
the Lord is a warrior.
El Señor es el guerrero.
Yahweh is his name.
Jehová es su nombre.
The Lord is a warrior.
El Señor es un guerrero.
Yahweh,
Jehová,
the mighty one,
el grande, el todopoderoso,
the I am,
el yo soy,
is his name.
Es su nombre.
Let's give him praise.
Démosle alabanza.
Hallelujah, lift your voice to him right now and worship.
Hallelujah.
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He reigns in this room. He reigns in this world.
En este lugar.
And we give you praise, oh God, right now, lifting our voice before
levanta,
you, Jesus.
Señor, en
for
este
you're worthy,
momento.
Jesus, of praise.
Eres digno,
you're
Jesus.
Worthy, Jesus.
Eres digno,
amen,
Señor.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Pueden tomar sus asientos.
The Philistines went up and they camped in Judah.
Los filisteos fueron al campamento en Judá.
And they spread out near Lehi.
Y se esparcieron por ese pueblo, por esa región.
So if you can get the picture in your mind,
si usted puede poner esa imagen en su mente,
they came into Judah.
Vinieron a Judá.
And they spread out near Lehi.
Y se esparcieron por esa región.
And the word Lehi means the hill.
Y esa región donde habla la Biblia quiere decir pues una montaña, un monte.
So the Philistines, who were the enemy,
los filisteos, cuales eran enemigos,
came to take the high ground.
Vinieron a tomar ese lugar alto, la colina.
A sense of dominance and threat.
Un sentido de dominar.
So the people of Judah came.
Las personas de Judá vinieron entonces.
And they said, "Why are you coming to fight with us?"
¿Por qué vienen a pelear contra nosotros?
Their answer was,
y bueno, dijeron así,
"We've come to take Samson prisoner."
Venimos a tomar a Sansón prisionero.
And here's the reason.
Hay una razón.
To do to him,
para hacer a él,
what he's done to us.
Lo que él nos ha hecho a nosotros.
We've come to take somebody prisoner.
Hemos venido a tomar a alguien prisionero.
And here's the reason why.
Esta es la razón por qué.
We want to do to him what he's done to us.
Queremos hacer con él lo que él hizo con nosotros.
That is a very backward way of letting.
Eso es una manera retrocediente de vivir.
Them know that they had been prisoners.
Que ellos sabían que han sido prisioneros.
So then, 3,000 of the men of Judah.
Entonces, 3,000 hombres de los de Judá.
What do you think they did?
¿Qué piensa usted que hicieron?
Arm themselves and come.
Se armaron para conquistar.
No.
No.
They went down in the valley.
Bajaron al valle.
They left the high place.
Dejaron el lugar alto.
And they went down to a cave in Edom.
Bajaron a una cueva en Edom.
And they said to Samson.
Y pues así con Sansón dijeron.
Do you realize that the Philistines are rulers over us?
¿Te das cuenta de que los filisteos están sobre nosotros?
Really?
De veras.
I want you to stop and think about that. The children of God said.
Piensen en esto. Los hijos de Dios dijeron.
Do you not know that the Philistines rule over us?
¿No sabes que los filisteos están gobernando sobre nosotros?
Sometimes.
Algunas veces.
We give life and breath.
Damos vida y aliento.
And resuscitate our enemy.
Y a veces hasta resucitamos al enemigo.
By our own mouth declaring.
Declarando con nuestra propia boca.
That we are victims.
Que somos víctimas.
We are their prisoners.
Que somos prisioneros.
When God never ordained it to be that way.
Cuando el Señor no lo ha dicho que así es.
And so they said to Samson.
Y le dijeron a Sansón entonces.
What have you done to us?
¿Qué es lo que nos has hecho?
I wonder if there's a few people here today.
Yo me imagino, pienso si hay alguien aquí en este
día. They may cause a few other people to get uncomfortable.
Que ha causado que otras personas se sientan incómodas.
Because they're not going to be intimidated with lies.
Porque no están siendo intimidados con mentiras.
And they've determined not to resuscitate the enemy.
Y no han querido resucitar el enemigo.
And they make other people uncomfortable.
Y han hecho personas incómodas.
Saying, "What are you doing to us?"
¿Qué nos estás haciendo?
That's an admission.
Esa es una admisión.
Of already accepting defeat.
Que ya está aceptando la derrota.
Now listen to what Samson says.
Mire lo que dice Sansón.
He says, "I merely did to them what they did to us."
Voy a hacer a ellos lo que nos hicieron a nosotros.
He didn't even hear what was said before.
Ni siquiera escucharon lo que se dijo antes.
He was down in the cave.
Él estaba en la cueva.
These guys who heard those words already.
Esas personas que habían escuchado estas palabras.
Heard them a second time.
La segunda vez.
Well, I'm just going to do to them what they did to us.
Vamos a hacer a ellos lo que nos hicieron a nosotros.
I don't know about you.
Yo no sé usted.
But there is a war going on.
Pero hay una guerra que está en curso.
And that's reality.
Y esa es la realidad.
And if you don't think the powers of darkness are trying to do some things to you and your family,
y tú piensas que la oscuridad no quiere hacer algo a tu familia,
you don't understand reality.
Entonces usted no entiende la realidad.
But God's looking for some people today.
Pero el Señor está buscando gente hoy.
Who are willing to say?
Que estén listos a decir.
I'm not going to stand by and just let what he says happen.
No me voy a parar y escuchar lo que está diciendo que va a suceder.
He's not going to rule over me.
Él no va a gobernar sobre mí.
I'm going to bring it back upon his own head.
Yo le voy a regresar a él.
I'm just going to do what he's been doing to me.
Voy a hacer lo que está haciendo contra mí.
Because all is fair in love and war.
Porque toda esa cosa de guerra.
I think I ought to hear some voices right now.
Pienso que deberíamos escuchar a alguien hablar.
No, I said I think I need to hear some voices right now.
Necesitamos escuchar algunas voces.
Maybe he hasn't been messing with you. I don't understand this morning.
Tal vez está metiéndose con usted y no entiende esta mañana.
We ought to have a battle cry coming up out of here right now.
Debemos que tener a un poder saliendo esta mañana.
No, you're not doing this to me.
No vas a hacer eso contra mí.
No, you're not doing that to this church.
No vas a hacer eso contra la iglesia.
Enough is enough.
Ya es suficiente.
I'm not tolerating it anymore.
No voy a tolerar más.
I'm standing up and I'm facing you.
Me voy a parar enfrente de ti.
And I'm bringing on your head what you're trying to bring on mine.
Y te voy a dar lo que tú me quieres
traer contra mí. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. You may be seated.
Pueden tomar sus asientos.
So the 3,000, isn't that interesting? It took 3,000 to come to talk to Samson.
3,000 personas.
You want to know why they brought 3,000?
¿Sabe por qué trajo 3,000 personas?
They understood the strength of God in him.
Ellos entendían el poder de Dios en él.
But they didn't understand the strength of God in themselves.
Pero ellos no entendían el poder de Dios en ellos mismos.
So are you in the massive? You in the big group? Or are you the one who set aside?
¿Usted está en el grupo grande o usted está el que está aparte?
So this is what they said.
Esto es lo que dijeron.
We've come to tie you up hand and hand you over to the Philistines.
Hemos venido a apresarte para entregarte a los filisteos.
Do you get that?
¿Escucharon eso?
I don't know if you call that friendly fire.
Yo no sé si eso le llama pues fuego amistoso.
This is family.
Esta era la familia.
They both heard the same things.
Los mismos escucharon las mismas palabras.
But it's how you interpret what you hear.
Es como interpreta usted lo que oye.
And it's what you give life to what you hear.
Es a lo que usted da vida de lo que usted oye.
So Samson says.
Y así dice Sansón.
Swear to me that you won't kill me yourselves.
Juradme que vosotros no me mataréis.
It's a shame we should have to ask that of our brothers.
Es una vergüenza que así sucediera entre hermanos.
Just because we're standing up to say, hey, enough's enough.
Es bueno separarse y decir suficiente, suficiente.
And they said, agreed.
Y bueno, así dijeron.
We'll tie you up and hand you over to them.
Okay, te vamos a amarrar, te vamos a entregar a ellos.
But we will not kill you.
Y no te mataremos.
So they bound him with two new ropes.
Entonces lo amarraron con dos cosas nuevas.
And they led him up from the rock.
Y lo guiaron a la peña.
As he approached Lehi.
Y mientras llegaba a Lehi.
As he approached the hill.
Mientras llegaba a esa montaña, ese monte.
As he approached the hill.
Hasta mientras él llegaba a esa colina.
The Philistines came toward him with shouting.
Los filisteos vinieron contra él con grito.
He is being dragged by 3,000 men up a hill.
3,000 hombres traían a Sansón a subiendo a esa colina.
And when they see Samson,
y cuando vieron a Sansón,
they come towards him shouting.
Vinieron contra él, vinieron hacia él gritando.
Something is horribly upside down about this story.
Acerca de esta historia, aquí algo está al revés, está de cabeza.
The enemy has the high place.
El enemigo tiene el terreno alto.
And the enemy has the voice.
Y el enemigo tiene la voz.
There's no mention of shouting coming out of the valley.
No hay mención que se está gritando del valle.
But they're coming dragging their spiritual champion into the hands of the enemy.
Y vienen trayendo apresado a su campeón espiritual para entregarlo.
Now you have to listen to what happens.
Ahora tiene que escuchar lo que sucedió.
As they dragged him up towards the enemy.
Mientras lo llevaban hacia ellos.
The spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him.
El Espíritu del Señor vino poderosamente sobre él.
Let's just get something straight that's probably going through some of your head already.
Vamos a analizar esto.
Was Samson a perfect man?
¿Sansón era un hombre perfecto?
Will all perfect people please stand?
Todos los que son perfectos, por favor, pónganse de pie.
Come on now.
I'm sorry.
I get him every time he interprets for me. Ain't nobody perfect here.
No hay nadie ni uno perfecto aquí.
But God gets his glory.
Pero Dios tiene su gloria.
By using broken vessels.
Al usar vasijas quebradas.
And imperfect people.
Y no son perfectos.
Who have enough within them.
Que tienen suficiente de él.
To use their voice.
Para usar su voz.
And to draw lines in the sand.
Que puedan escribir en la tierra.
And to give a little pushback on what the devil's trying to do.
Y que le dé que regresen un poco al diablo de lo que él quiere hacer.
And the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him.
La Biblia dice que el Espíritu de Dios vino sobre él poderosamente.
And the ropes of his arms became like charred flax.
Y esas ataduras vinieron a ser como nada.
And the bindings dropped from his hands.
Y cayeron de sus manos las ataduras.
And finding a fresh jawbone.
Y encontró la quijada fresca.
Of a donkey.
De un asno.
He grabbed it.
Él agarró.
Can you imagine what the 3,000 are thinking?
¿Se imagina los que los 3,000 estaban pensando?
A donkey's jaw?
¿De veras una quijada de un asno?
And you have to understand, he doesn't have the high ground.
Y tiene que entender, él no estaba en el lugar alto, en el terreno alto.
Didn't matter.
Pero no importaba.
With the jawbone of a donkey.
Con la quijada de un asno.
He climbed Lehi.
Él subió.
Slain as he went.
Y los iba derrotando mientras iba subiendo.
The others did not get a chance to participate. They could only watch.
Y los otros ni participaron, solo veían.
But this city.
Pero esta ciudad.
And Dane County.
En el condado de Dane.
And surrounding counties.
Y los demás alrededor.
Need more than a single man.
Necesitan más que un solo hombre.
But a whole church full of people.
La iglesia llena de personas.
Who are willing to take on the powers of darkness.
Usted quiere que vamos en contra de la oscuridad.
Not in foolishness, but in submission to God.
No tontamente, pero sometidos en Dios.
And raise up an army.
Y levantar un ejército.
To free people from the prisoner being prisoners of the enemy.
Para liberar a las personas que son presos del enemigo.
It's time to take the high ground.
Es tiempo de subir a tomar el terreno alto.
It's time to take the high ground.
Es tiempo de tomar el terreno alto.
And I don't know what's going on in your personal life.
No sé qué sucede en tu vida personal.
You might feel beat down.
Tal vez estás derrotado.
In the midst of a deep dark valley.
Tal vez estás en un valle profundo.
But I'm challenging you today.
Pero yo le digo esta tarde.
To pick yourself up from your downward position.
Levántese de esa posición de bajez.
And to look darkness in the eye, moving towards it.
Y mire a la oscuridad en sus ojos y muévase adelante.
And say, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y diga, vengo a ti en el nombre de Jesús.
I want you to hear what Samson says.
Quiero que escuche lo que dijo Sansón.
With a donkey's jawbone,
con la quijada de un asno,
I've made donkeys of them.
Pues.
Do I need to say that again? With the jawbone of a donkey.
Con la quijada de un asno.
I've made donkeys of them.
He hecho de ellos asnos.
With a donkey's jawbone.
Con la quijada de un asno.
I killed 1,000 men.
He matado a 1,000 hombres.
Then he threw the jawbone away.
Y después tiró esa quijada.
And the name of the place was called Ramath Lehi.
Y desde ese momento el nombre del lugar se llamó Ramat Lehi.
This is no longer going to be called the hill.
Ya no se iba a llamar más una colina, un monte.
Where the Philistines dominate.
A donde los filisteos dominaron.
But we're going to call the name of this place.
Pero le vamos a llamar a este lugar
Jawbone Hill.
La colina de la quijada.
Just to let the enemy know.
Para que el enemigo sepa.
This is where.
Aquí es donde.
We made a donkey of the enemy.
Hicimos asnos al enemigo.
And the name from that day forth.
Y desde ese día en adelante.
Was called Jawbone Hill.
Se le llamó la colina de la quijada.
And I feel in the Holy Ghost.
Y yo siento en el Espíritu Santo.
That somebody needs to take their circumstance and change its name.
Que alguien necesita tomar su circunstancia y cambiarle el nombre.
You have given the enemy breath by speaking that as though he has control.
Usted le da aliento al enemigo cuando habla y dándole control a él.
But the enemy does not have control.
Pero el enemigo no tiene control.
He can only have control if we give it to him.
Él solo tiene control si se lo damos a él.
And I'm not about to give to him what belongs to me.
Y yo no le voy a dar a él lo que me pertenece a mí.
You do not need to give to him what belongs to you.
Yo no, usted no le tiene que dar al enemigo lo que le pertenece a usted.
And this is what happens when the Spirit of the Lord moves upon a person.
Y eso es lo que sucede cuando el Espíritu de Dios se mueve.
All of a sudden they say enough is enough.
Alguien diga ya es
suficiente. I'm not taking this anymore.
Ya
I
es suficiente.
Can't take this anymore. You've
no
done
voy a tolerarlo. No voy a tolerarlo.
I'm in with a battle.
Voy a la batalla.
The word pacifist.
La palabra pasivo, por decirlo.
And pacifism, can't get it right.
Y pastismo.
Pacifism, there we go.
El pacificador, o sí.
Was coined in 1901.
En 1901.
We act as though those words have been around for all humanity.
Pues como que se inventó, digamos, pensamos que muchas palabras han existido por siempre.
But pacifism wasn't coined until 1901.
En 1909, el pacifismo, esa palabra.
By of all people, the French.
Digamos que se comenzó, digamos, por el.
That didn't surprise you, did it?
La gente de Francia.
That name was given to describe their peace movement.
Ese nombre se le fue dado para describir su movimiento de paz.
Their belief.
Ellos creían.
Was that any violence.
Que si había violencia,
including war,
incluyendo la guerra,
is unjustifiable under any circumstance,
que no es justificada bajo ninguna circunstancia,
and that all disputes,
y en toda disputa,
should be settled by peaceful means,
debería ser establecido o arreglado con manera pacífica,
diplomacy,
diplomacia,
negotiations,
negociaciones,
arbitrating disputes,
arbitrando pues las disputas.
Unfortunately,
desafortunadamente,
that attitude,
esa actitud,
has seeped into America,
pues hablado mucho a América,
and into the people of God,
y aún al pueblo de Dios.
There is no I can't say it. Someone say it for me.
No hay pacifistas.
Okay, there is. We cannot pacify.
No podemos
Satan.
Estar pacificados así.
We cannot sit down at the table and negotiate.
No podemos estar sentados ahí y negociando.
Something has happened within us.
Algo sucede en nosotros.
Maybe it goes back to the fact that we became, what's the term? Conscientious objectors.
Tal vez empezó en el punto donde fuimos pues conscientemente objetivos.
There's nothing wrong with a person being a conscientious objector.
No hay nada malo con eso.
when fighting because of the fact they do not want to kill.
Cuando peleamos y el hecho que no queremos matar.
But they still need to fight, but in a different position.
Necesitan aún pelear en una posición diferente.
But within the kingdom of God,
pero en el reino de Dios,
there is no conscientious objection.
No hay objeción de conciencia.
We have taught that as Christians,
se nos ha enseñado que como cristianos,
we're supposed to be nice guys.
Necesitamos ser niños buenos.
Not only that, we live in the north.
No solo eso, vivimos en el norte.
Where it's north nice.
Donde es el norte, los buenos del norte.
They're all gentle people.
Todos son bien amables.
But I'm here to tell you.
Pero yo estoy aquí para decirle.
There is a place and a time.
Hay un lugar y un momento.
To be a lamb.
Para ser un cordero.
But there's also a place and a time.
Pero también hay un lugar y momento.
To be a lion.
Para ser un león.
Amen. I understand.
Entiendo.
Jesus Christ.
Jesucristo.
He went to the cross and he died.
Fue a la cruz y murió.
But after his death.
Pero después de su muerte,
burial and resurrection.
Y cuando resucitó,
when we see him again,
cuando lo veamos otra vez,
see the lion of Judah.
Vamos a ver al león de Judá.
The scripture tells us.
La escritura nos dice.
Therefore, submit to God.
Dice, someteos a Dios.
You need to be a lamb. You need to come to a place of submission and death.
Necesitamos ser ovejas y venir a un lugar de sumisión.
Then the Bible next says, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Y después dice, resiste al diablo y huirá de ti.
You see, Satan has always twisted the word.
Sí, Satanás siempre pues dobla la palabra de Dios.
Deception for his advantage.
Él usa el engaño.
And he has worked through all the times.
Y ha trabajado durante todos los momentos y tiempos.
To steal the voice of God's people.
Para robar la voz del pueblo del Señor.
And he starts it by lies in the mind.
Y él lo hace metiendo mentiras en su mente.
And a stronghold is.
Y una fortaleza, algo que le detiene.
My agreement with the lie of the enemy.
Mi pues de la manera que yo pienso y estoy de acuerdo con el Señor.
There is no negotiation.
No hay negociación.
I'm not coming to any form of agreement.
No voy a tener ningún tipo de acuerdo con él.
Because my word tells me.
Porque me dice así.
That he's the father of liars.
Que él es el padre de toda mentira.
And he cannot speak truth.
Y él no habla verdad,
there's
el enemigo.
Nothing he can tell me.
No hay nada que el enemigo
nothing
pueda decir.
He can tell me
nada que me pueda
that
decir.
I should agree to.
Que en lo cual yo me esté de acuerdo con él.
So I submit myself to God.
Entonces yo me someto a Dios.
And I resist the devil.
Y yo voy a resistir al enemigo.
And he will flee from me.
Y él huirá de mí.
And I'm here to tell you today.
Y estoy aquí para decirle este día.
That the warrior's heart is thoroughly grounded in scripture.
Que el enemigo, bueno, pues como dice la escritura,
and it's compelled by scripture.
Él sabe la escritura y está atado por eso.
Of the enemies.
Vea la respuesta de Jeremías cuando se burlaban los enemigos.
Jeremiah 20, verse 11 to 12.
Jeremías 20, 11 y 12.
But the Lord,
pero el Señor,
that is the Almighty One, the I Am,
el Todopoderoso, el Yo Soy,
is with me as a mighty, awesome one.
Está conmigo el Todopoderoso.
Another translation says he is a great warrior.
Otra traducción dice él es el gran guerrero.
And another translation calls him a dreaded champion.
Y otra traducción dice él es el campeón de campeones.
Therefore he goes on and says.
Y entonces él va y dice así.
I will stumble.
Yo voy a tumbar.
Excuse me, he says, therefore my persecutors will stumble.
Entonces, perdón, mis enemigos, los que me persiguen, van a caer.
It wasn't because Jeremiah was so strong.
No es porque Jeremías era tan fuerte.
But walking beside him was the great warrior.
Pero con él estaba el gran poderoso guerrero.
So he says, therefore my persecutors will stumble.
Por eso dice que serán avergonzados mis enemigos.
And will not prevail.
No van a prosperar.
They will be greatly ashamed.
Van a estar grandemente avergonzados.
They will not prosper.
No van a prosperar.
You need to speak it to your situation.
Tiene que hablar eso a su situación.
They will stumble.
Van a ser tropezados.
They will not prevail.
No van a prevalecer.
They in the end will be greatly ashamed.
Y van a ser grandemente avergonzados.
their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten.
Y toda su confusión nunca será olvidada.
But, O Lord of hosts,
pero el Señor de los ejércitos,
O Lord of the heavens' armies,
el Señor de los ejércitos de celestiales,
the King of kings and the master over all the armies of heaven,
el Rey de reyes, el maestro de todos los ejércitos del cielo,
understanding but thou, O Lord of hosts,
entendiendo, oh Señor, esto,
who test the righteous,
que prueba al justo,
and see the mind and heart,
y que ve los pensamientos,
then he appeals,
de ellos,
let me see your vengeance on them,
que vea yo tu venganza sobre ellos,
for I have pleaded my cause before you,
porque a ti he encomendado mi causa.
I want you to understand,
yo quiero que usted entienda,
pleading,
el agarrarse,
can be said in a whisper,
no se puede decir como un murmuro nada más.
I understand that,
yo entiendo eso,
but there's something that I feel in this scripture,
hay algo que siento en la escritura,
that Jeremiah is not whispering,
que Jeremías no está dando un murmuro nada más.
And I'm wondering if we today can find the voice that Satan has stole from the church.
Yo estoy pensando, ¿podemos encontrar la voz que alguna vez robó Satanás?
Well, we're not ashamed in the house of the assembly.
No estamos, no tenemos vergüenza en la casa de la congregación.
In the midst of our dilemma.
Entre todo el dilema que tenemos.
To raise our voice.
To levantemos la voz.
And to claim the victory over our situations.
Y clamar victoria sobre situaciones.
To invite the Lord of the angel armies into our situation.
Que el Rey, el Señor, esté en nuestra situación.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
My persecutors will stumble.
Oh, mis perseguidores van a tropezar.
They will not prosper.
No van a prosperar.
They will be ashamed.
Van a ser avergonzados.
Let us stand and I'll bring it to a close.
Vamos a ponernos de pie y cerraré.
Just a couple of days ago,
un par de días atrás,
my wife and I were in the other Madison.
Mi esposa y yo estábamos en el otro Madison.
Madison, Mississippi.
En Mississippi, Madison.
And as the word of God was going forth,
y mientras la palabra del Señor continuaba,
a man came down to the altar.
Un hombre vino al altar.
And my wife nudged me
because
I didn't notice him at first.
Mi esposa me llamó la atención porque no lo miré al principio.
And he came to the altar.
Y él vino al altar.
As a backslider.
Alguien que pues había retrocedido.
Returning.
Que había regresado.
But he didn't care.
Pero entonces él no.
What anybody thought.
No le importó lo que alguien pensaba.
But he buried his face in the step.
Él puso su rostro bajo.
And you could see the veins on his neck.
Y usted veía las venas en su cuello.
As he began to cry out to God.
Mientras él lloraba al Señor.
To say enough is enough.
Y él decía es suficiente. Ya basta.
I don't want to be captive.
No quiero.
A prisoner to my sin.
No quiero ser cautivo de mi pecado.
I'm here to tell you.
Estoy aquí para decirle.
Within 3 minutes.
En 3 minutos.
He was back on his knees or his heels.
Él ya estaba en sus
pues en sus both hands raised.
Rodillas y las manos levantadas.
Tears pouring down his face.
Las lágrimas en su rostro.
As he was speaking in tongues.
Mientras él hablaba en lenguas.
But it wasn't a whisper.
Pero no era un murmullo.
It was a cry from the soul.
Era un llanto para el Señor.
You see, he wants to turn your cry of agony today.
El Señor quiere que tu llanto de agonía
into a cry of victory.
En un clamor de victoria.
Because he sent me here to tell you.
Porque él está aquí para decirte.
That if this day you'll get a voice.
Porque si este día usas tu voz.
And you'll be determined.
Y si tienes determinación.
And you'll make the move towards your enemy.
Y si vienes en contra
you
de tu enemigo.
You can take your territory back.
Usted puede tomar su territorio
you
otra vez.
You can take your children back.
Usted puede rescatar a sus hijos.
You can bring your hopes back.
Puede tener esperanza otra
you
vez.
You can get a fresh start.
Puede tener un comenzar nuevo.
And today.
Y hoy.
You can rename your mountain.
Puede renombrar su montaña.
And you can call it Jawbone Hill.
Y Because
even though he's mocked you in the face,
y aquel que te ha burlado,
and he's tried to show himself strong from a high position,
y aquel que quiere mostrarse fuerte de una posición alta,
in and through Jesus Christ today,
en por medio de Jesucristo,
you will with the jawbone of a donkey.
Usted con una quijada de asno.
Take the top of the mountain.
Puede tomar ese terreno alto.
And make a donkey of your enemies.
Y hacer asnos
because
a sus
Jesus,
enemigos.
The victor is right here, right now.
Porque la victoria está aquí ahora mismo.
And we open up the front to you today.
Y abrimos este altar a usted hoy.
You don't have to be ashamed.
No tiene que tener vergüenza.
You can raise your voice when you come down here. No one's going to think anything about it.
Nadie va a pensar nada de ti.
You got a need today. Come and take it.
Venga si tiene una necesidad.
And as a church, we need to raise our voice.
Necesitamos levantar la voz, iglesia.
Give a battle cry into this place.
Un llanto en este lugar.
For the sake of the counties that are around
us. Un clamor por amor a la ciudad.
Let us take what belongs to us.
Vamos a tomar lo que pertenece a nosotros.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Will you come?
Puede venir. Venga.
It will not prosper.
No prosperará.
Come on, you need to use your voice. You don't have to be ashamed here this morning. Use your voice.
Use su voz, no tenga vergüenza. Use su voz.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift it up right now. Not in my home, not in my family. No, 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 no. I'm not giving my garden over. I'm not giving my garden over. I'm taking my garden back. No, you can't have it. It's not happening here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Raise up your voice. Call upon him. Get your victory today. He's bigger than anything else. Do not agree with the lies of the enemy, but agree with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus.
I know how this story ends.
Can we declare from this day forward? I love that Minnesota. I don't know exactly how you would determine that, where you're going to take the jawbone of a donkey and make a donkey out of your enemy. Oh, you know, what was it? Who was it that just came recently and preached? I think it was Brother Martin Bustard about the devil overplaying his hands. Overplaying his hand. And then we had last week, we had Brother Steve Rogers about the warrior in your garden. To today, Brother Thompson talking about the warrior, that God's trying to tell us something. I'm ready to move on. I'm done with being defined and declared, and I thank you so very much, Brother Thompson. I'm trying to find him. He's here somewhere. But, oh, there he is. Like he's here somewhere. Thank you so very much, Brother Galen Thompson. We love you, appreciate you. Powerful, powerful, powerful word. And, but we got to live it every day. Every day. I'm not going to let the enemy determine who I am and what I believe and what I stand for. I'm not going to allow him to tell me what God has already ordained to be. Before we head out, I just want to thank all of you so very much for joining us today at the 11 o'clock, also for our Bible study, our adult Bible study at 10. We are going to be heading out. Everyone here is invited to go out underneath the big top, and we've got some lots of food. It's three different types of tacos. We have hamburger tacos, we have pork tacos and chicken tacos, and lots of trimmings and fixings that go with that. But before we go out there, can we just all stand? Can I just have everyone stand? We're going to pray that God would bless this food and bless our fellowship today. Lord, we thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, for the powerful word that you have brought to us today. God, this is not just by chance. This is ordained by you. And I thank you, God, for the word that we were received today, the encouragement that we received today. Lord, I thank you for my brothers, my sisters, all those that are guests here today. I pray, God, that your hand would be upon us. Bless this food. Bless all the hands that were involved in the preparation of this day. And I thank you, Lord, for my brothers, my sisters, our guests. Help bless our fellowship today. Bless our friendship, our conversation. Keep us safe. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone says amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so very much. Make sure you stay, visit, hang out. If you're going to go home, take some food home with you. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Abby, and to our worship team. Sister Sierra, thank you. God bless you. Love you all. You will.